Welcome to Agriculture In Depth, presented by Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre and by Kimball Livestock Exchange. I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra. My guest is U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack. We'll hear from him after this.
Cattlemen, when you're looking to buy and sell cattle, look no further than Kimball Livestock Exchange in Kimball, South Dakota. At Kimball Livestock Exchange, you'll find cattlemen working for cattlemen with a sale every Tuesday. If you can't make it to the barn, you can watch the sale live on Cattle USA. Visit KimballLivestockExchange.com to view upcoming sale information. For more sale information or to consign, call the barn at 605-778-6211, Chad at 605-870-0697, or Wade at 605-730-1801.
In March of 2023, the United States Department of Agriculture and the United States Patent and Trademark Office released a report delving into the accuracy of the claims companies made about the seeds they sell to grow agricultural crops. During the 2024 National Farmers Union Convention, Ag Secretary Vilsack talked about the more and better choices for farmers, prompting fair competition and innovation in seeds and other agricultural inputs report.
As you know, we had a seed report. The seed report came back and said, look, first and foremost, there has to be a better relationship between the Department of Agriculture and the United States Patent and Trade Office. And because far too often folks are getting patents extended or granted, and it makes it harder for producers' voices to be heard in that process. It makes it harder for researchers to be able to have the germplasm, to be able to create alternatives and new opportunities and more choice and more competition. So we established the Farmer Seed Liaison Program, and we're now providing that farmer voice into that process. We think it creates greater transparency. We think it creates a potentially more competition and hopefully lower costs for farmers. We also think that there is a Federal Seed Act and that people ought to comply with the Federal Seed Act. So novel idea.
Novel thought.
Novel idea. And so the question is, what is happening out there in the marketplace? You know, there's a lot of information that's available on the web. There is a tendency on the part of all of us to say, well, I read it on the internet, so it's kind of got to be true, right? Well, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. So we're announcing a website monitoring program where we're going to hire specialists who are specialists in understanding the intricacies of the Federal Seed Act, and we're tasking them with doing a very comprehensive review of what is currently being placed on the web pages of various seed companies to see whether or not, in fact, what they're saying complies with or is in opposition to the Federal Seed Act. These specialists will not only look at the websites, but they'll also look at any pamphlets or PDFs that are advertised or mentioned or linked to these websites, and we'll call out circumstances and situations where perhaps that Federal Seed Act is not being complied with. There are continued opportunities for farmers' union to have a say in and to encourage at your individual state levels a stronger local and regional food system. Part of the reason why that's part of our strategy to expand opportunity for all of you is a simple proposition, and that is under the current system, when folks go into a grocery store and they buy groceries, you all get about 15 cents out of every food dollar. That's slightly less than that. And by the time you have all the input costs that you're incurring, it's closer to six or seven cents per dollar. But when you basically are in a position where you can market directly to a consumer, or you can eliminate many of the folks who are chewing up the other 85 cents of that food dollar, you actually can increase significantly your take. That's why we invested resources in every state of the country and territory, where we empowered commissioners, secretaries, directors of agriculture with literally millions of dollars to expand and to strengthen the local and regional food system. Not all of that money has been invested, and I think it's important and necessary for NFU and farm organizations to be partners with local commissioners, secretaries, and directors of agriculture in terms of where those resources are being invested, so that in fact we are in a situation where you strengthen that capacity for you to do business directly with your consumer and your customer. It's why we've invested
Safety in your cattle operation is imperative to not only you, but your cattle as well. From front to back, from tube to chute, AeroQuip cattle chutes go through extensive testing to ensure reliability and safety. With an extremely user-friendly design, you're in for a smooth operation every time. AeroQuip cattle chutes are the safe equipment you can trust every step of the way. That's one benefit, but not all. For more information, see Sioux Nation in Fort Pierce, South Dakota.
It's why we've created a series of centers around the country that folks can utilize as they think about how could I strengthen, how could I create, how could I develop a local and regional food system that plays to the strengths of what is grown and raised in my particular state or region. 12 centers across the United States with experts and specialists who can help create those local and regional food systems, that can help strengthen them, can help look at ways in which not only federal policy, but state policy and local policy can be shaped in a way that helps to create opportunity. You can also use those centers and that local and regional food system and all of the various entities that are in that supply chain to encourage the utilization by states as they receive money from the federal government for purchases for food banks and for schools to be able to also ensure that a portion of that is in fact being spent with, invested in local and regional producers. That it isn't always just the large scale institutional suppliers of food, but it's actually the local farmer down the road that is capable of meeting the needs of a school or of a food bank.
With Agriculture in Depth, brought to you by Kimball Livestock Exchange and by Sioux Nation in Fort Pierre, I'm DRG Media Group News and Farm Director Jody Heemstra.